But things happen faster than I would have thought, especially considering how nothing much has happened all this time. Mother is sick. She's had bad spells before every now and then, so at first we don't think much of it. But then, this seems worse. She's rocking back and forth and saying she's sorry to be groaning, but it makes her feel better, so would we please excuse her? It's the middle of the night. Even those mornings when my sister hitchhikes, there aren't a lot of cars or buggies way out here. So I say, I'll get the first horse I find, and I can be halfway to town in an hour. But my sister says that I don't know the towns, and I don't know where the doctor lives, and that I should stay with Mother. I'm scared. I don't know what to do to help her. My sister says for me to go get a horse and she'll ride it. Won't you be scared? This is for Mother. Then I get the idea of Mr. Boots. I believe him. I did all along. He really is a horse. He's still limping some, but he's much better. I know a horse that, if you fall off, he'll stop and put you back on himself himself. I know a horse you can cluck to and kiss to or tell him in words or point your chin to where you want to go. Moonlight Blue. Of course, Moonlight Blue. I'll have to remember to tell Boots what I named him. My sister says, Moonlight Blue, slowly, and gets this funny look, as if she's staring off at some sunset or other. I'll be back in 10 minutes. I don't know for sure if he can help us, but at least he's sort of a grown-up and might know what to do. Well, my sister's a grown-up, all the way up to 20, but she sure doesn't seem like it. It's as if Moonlight Blue knew when he heard me gallop up. I got myself a neighbor's horse and rode to our tree. He's there, under the tree, looking as if straight from the moon. Black mane and tail, of course, 4 black feet. In this light, his coat is silvery. But I can see he's what they call a flea bit gray, which is a typical Arab color. A smallish horse and every rib showing. I reach out and he blows on my hand like they do. Then he whinnies. He starts way up high and goes way down. I recognize that whinny. Mr. Boots? He paws the ground as horses do when they want to say, for heaven's sake, let's get on with it. My sister reaches out to let him blow on her hand. She gets an apple and splits it for him with her own teeth. She rubs his pole and down his nose. Think of rubbing Mr. Boots' pole! After he finishes the apple, he leans low and chews at nothing to show, horseway, that he'll do anything she wants him to. And then he puts his bony forehead against her breast, which is not a good sign, so I'm glad to see my sister is just as scared to mount up as she always is. I say, you be careful now, I mean it. I'm talking to Mr. Boots, but my sister says, I will. He lopes the smoothest, most collected up lope I ever saw. And I know my sister will be all right, at least with the riding part.